USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In a Labor Day tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Sarcastically, Trump writes, "Good job, Jeff." In other news,
right now the storm track has moved slightly to our east, but the threat of severe weather continues to exist for Louisiana.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards gearing up, getting ahead of Tropical Storm Gordon, which could become a hurricane. He's calling up the National Guard as a precaution.
And I have authorized the National Guard to activate 200 guardsmen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump this Labor Day also tweeting about the economy. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
On Labor Day, President Trump took to Twitter to say, "Happy Labor Day. Our country is doing better than ever before with unemployment setting record lows." Peter Maurice is an economist and professor at the University of Maryland. He says President Trump does have a point.
Let's look at the numbers. Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better. There's lots of excess capacity out there. There are a lot of people underemployed. If we get the right trade policies so we bring back good-paying jobs and shift people out of Starbucks and into factories and jobs like that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money, on Tuesday, the Dow will open at 25,964. The Dow was off 22 points at the close on Friday. The Nasdaq up 21 before the Labor Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Many Americans on the right and the left absolutely outraged the American flag being left out of a new movie. One of them, legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin, slamming the film ahead of its release. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
It's one small step for man.
The second man on the moon is not happy about a new film's decision not to show the planting of the American flag on lunar soil. First Moon stars Ryan Gosling, and it leaves out that iconic part of the 1969 Apollo 11 mission. In response, Aldrin's posted a pic on social media of the actual flag planting with the hashtag #ProudToBeAnAmerican. Gosling says the decision to leave out the flag was based on the fact that the moon landing was human achievement and not just an American one. Florida Senator Marco Rubio calls that total lunacy, saying the mission was paid for by Americans on American rockets carrying American astronauts.
An update now on the Catholic sex scandal. A bishop in Texas asking for a meeting with the Pope, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing three teenage boys who are now adults.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.